NPR's Ivan Watson is in Halabja, where Kurds, in fact, are celebrating their parliamentary gains in last month's elections. Kurdish parties are now going to play, obviously, a significant role in the nation's future. Jalal Talabani, a Sunni Kurd, will likely become president. Ivan, we can hear celebration in the background?
Possibly. The party's breaking up. I'm in green hills above Halabja, just below the snow line, where hundreds of families have gathered to celebrate their electoral victory. They're dressed in their holiday finest. It's a huge picnic. We had a lot of Kurds dancing around to Kurdish music, a real festive atmosphere. And they're celebrating their win, which puts them as the second largest bloc, the Kurds, in the future National Assembly.
Well, but Ivan, let's pick up this issue. Many Kurds have been saying for a generation or more now that they really don't want to become part of Iraq, what they see as an independent Kurdish state at some point. What advantages are being offered Kurds to actually help lead the government of a nation that many of them would like to get out of?
You're absolutely right. There was an unofficial referendum just last month during the elections, and the overwhelming majority of Iraqi Kurds voted for independence, an independent Kurdistan. Mm-hmm. The election does mark an important role reversal for the Kurds, who've long been underdogs. I'm here in Halabja. This was a city that was famously bombarded by chemical weapons by Saddam Hussein's army. And now suddenly the Kurds are being called kingmakers in the future government. And in fact, they all may also get a president. Aides to Talabani, they say that one reason to put him in the post of president would be as a strong symbol to the Iraqi Kurds that they should remain part of the country, mm-hmm. That they will, in fact, be equal partners, that is a reason to make him the president. He could also play a role perhaps building bridges between the Shiites and the Sunnis to the south. These are some of the reasons that they say he should be chosen. At the same time, they acknowledge one of the biggest hurdles will be convincing Kurds to continue to be part of Iraq and convincing Arabs to accept a Kurdish president.
Ivan, in the 40 seconds we have left, there's a Kurdish diaspora that spreads through Iran, Turkey, really even some other states in the region. Is there a sense in the people you've talked there that the Kurdish people have reached a real historic moment?
I think so. From what I gather, the Kurds are watching with interest from across the border in neighboring Syria, Turkey, and Iran, and with some growing pride. I just spoke with a Turkish Kurd a few days ago. He said, wow, if there's a Kurdish president in the world, in Iraq, this will be huge. We don't even have our own country. Recall, this is the largest ethnic group in the world without a country of its own. And some Iraqi Kurds have said that if you do get a Kurdish president here, it'll send a shockwave through the Middle East. Iraq has traditionally been a country mm-hmm. governed by Arab nationalist regimes. It'll show that this is, in fact, a multi-ethnic
Ivan, thank
country.
Thank you. NPR's Ivan Watson in Halabja.